the children come. Don't dare drive them away. And then the kingdom comes. Hear the holy, foolish things they say. The springtime of their life decides the adults they'll become. So let the children come. Please let the children come.
Welcome to Children's Bible Journey with stories and songs just for kids. We have a dramatized Bible story coming up, but let's get today's program started by singing some praises to our awesome God.
God sent John the Baptist, a prophet, to teach people that Jesus really was God's Son and their Savior. John the Baptist was different from other people. His food was locusts and wild honey, and his clothes were made from animal fur. John was a good teacher. He taught the people to share their food and clothes. He also taught them about baptism. Do only good. Stop doing bad things, said John. Sometimes people thought John was Jesus. No, John would tell them. I have come to get you ready for Jesus. He is much greater than I am.
Jesus makes the body smooth as silk, and Jesus makes the cows warm milk. Jesus makes the flowers, Jesus makes the trees. Jesus makes the rain and makes the gentle breeze. Jesus makes the grass so fresh and green, and Jesus makes the air so clean.
Jesus makes my mom and dad.
Hey kids, this is a sing-along song, so we'd like you all to sing along with us, okay? Here we go.
Jesus makes the rainbow, Jesus makes the sun. Jesus makes the day and fills it up with fun. Jesus makes the moon to shine at night. And Jesus makes the stars so bright. Jesus makes the kitten, Jesus makes the house. Jesus makes the chickens and the little ducks.
Quack, 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 quack.
Jesus makes the bunny smooth as silk. And Jesus makes the cows warm milk. Jesus makes the flowers, Jesus makes the trees. Jesus makes the rain and makes the gentle breeze. Jesus makes the grass so fresh and green. And Jesus makes the air so clean.
Jesus makes the mom and dad and me.
And we're a happy family.
Sure makes your heart feel happy. We'll do some more singing in a few minutes. Now let's get back to our continuing Bible story from the Bible and Living Sound.
For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants.
Yes, Master?
You are one of my best servants.
Thank you, Master.
I'm going away. While I am gone, you are to take care of part of my goods.
I shall take the best of care of them, Master.
Yes, I'm sure you will. For the God of heaven has given you an unusual amount of wisdom, willpower, and concern for others and their possessions. You have not let God's gifts to you lie useless. You have been active and studied and developed those abilities you were born with. That is why I leave the greater portion of my possessions in your care. You shall be responsible for these 5 talents.
What shall I do with them, Master?
Just take care of them against my return. How you do it, I leave it to your discretion.
I shall do the very best I can, Master.
I'm leaving on a long journey and shall not return for several months or even more.
Yes, Master.
My possessions must be protected from thieves while I am gone.
Of course, Master.
You have been with me a long time and served me faithfully and well.
Thank you, Master.
Therefore, I shall leave a part of my goods for you to take care of.
I thank my Master for his confidence.
So, I leave these 2 talents in your care. I shall require them at thy hand upon my return.
I understand, Master. Any special instructions?
I leave them in your care. Do with them as you will. Remember only that you will have to make an accounting when I return.
Yes, Master.
You called me, my Master?
I did. You have heard by this time, I'm sure, that I go on a long journey and must leave my possessions in the care of my servants.
Yes, Master. Have no fear. I will guard them with my very life.
Well, I already have left most of my goods in the care of other servants.
Oh, well, I'm sure they will do a good job for my master.
I want you to meditate and think upon one fact. Though I leave you with only 1 talent, Remember that one talent is as important as many talents. In fact, you have to have one talent before you can have two, and two before you can have four.
Very true, Master. Very true.
I shall require an accounting when I return.
I need two talents very badly. If you'll lend them to me, I'll give you 20% interest.
20% is too much. I'll let you have them for 5%.
Now that the master has gone on his journey, what are you going to do with the talents he left in your charge?
Exactly what he would do with it. Put them to use. Increase them. Do good with them.
But what if you lose?
If, like the master himself, I am fair and honest and above board in my dealing, I shall not lose. Perchance I do, though, I'm sure the master will understand and forgive.
Just exactly what did the master want me to do with the talent he left me? There isn't much one can do with just one talent. Had he left me many talents, then I would use and increase them so that he would have more on his return, but not just one talent. The best thing to do is to hide it, bury it deep in the ground where no one will find it, and steal it. Yes, that's what I will do.
The master just returned.
So I understand.
He'll want an accounting of his goods immediately.
I'm ready for him. He'll have no complaints of what I did with his one talent.
Welcome home,
we
Master.
We missed you, Master. I'm certainly glad you're back, Master.
I've been gone a long time, and I'm glad to be back. Are you all prepared to give me an accounting?
Yes, Master.
Anytime, Master.
I surely am, Master.
You give me an accounting first. You other two wait in the outer chamber.
Yes, Master.
As you wish, my Master.
Let me see. I left 5 talents with you.
Here they are, Master. And here, Master, are 5 other talents. I put the original 5 talents to work, Master, and increased them to 10.
Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord.
Master, thou left 2 talents with me. I put them to work and used them. And behold, Master, they are increased to 4.
Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord.
Well, my master, I have good tidings for thee.
Indeed?
Thou trusted me with 1 talent, and behold, Lord, I knew that thou wast a careful, prudent man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not planted. I was fearful lest I lose thy 1 talent, so I hid it in the earth, and lo, Lord, here is thy talent that thou gavest me to keep.
Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou oughtest to have put my money to the exchangers and increased it. Therefore, the talent shall be taken from thee and given unto him who hath 10 talents.
Unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath.
Continue the Bible story tomorrow, and if you would like to have these stories to listen to at home, you can call the Bible in Living Sound at 1-800-634-0234. That's 1-800-634-0234. Now here's some more music before we have to say goodbye.
You knit me together in my mother's womb.
Favorite granddaughter, Mariam?
I'm your only granddaughter.
Oh, yeah. I've been meaning to talk to your father about that. How was school today?
We studied about World War I. Do you remember it?
No. Believe it or not, it was a few decades before my time. What did you learn?
I learned that people can be very mean to each other. Grandma, why do they do that?
I think that people fight each other because they listen to the other voice.
The other voice?
In the Garden of Eden, when Adam and Eve were walking around and playing with the animals, a voice called from a tree. Remember the story?
Oh, yes. I learned that at Bible class. Satan was in the tree looking like a beautiful serpent. He told Eve to eat the fruit that God said not to eat.
And what did she do?
She ate it.
Why did she do that?
Because she listened to the other voice. The voice that wasn't God's, right?
Exactly. God's voice said, don't eat. Satan's voice said, eat. In World War I and II and Korea and Vietnam and in the Middle East, God's voice said, don't fight. Satan's voice said, fight. Today, God's voice says to us, don't cheat, don't lie, don't be unkind. Satan says just the opposite. We need to decide who to listen to every day.
Thanks, Grandma. I want to listen to God's voice.
Smart girl. You get that from your dad's side of the family, you know.
Oh, Grandma.
Jesus wants to be our friend. He has placed in our hearts a desire to share our deepest secrets and brightest hopes with Him. This program was brought to you by the Children's Ministries Department of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists.
Each and every
supposed to be. We ask God for forgiveness. We want the world to see.
We are kids of the kingdom. We are kids of the kingdom. And we love the Lord. And we love the Lord. We are kids of the kingdom. We are kids of the kingdom. And we love the Lord. And we love the Lord. We follow our Jesus and we ask him to lead us each and every day. For we are kids of the kingdom. We are kids of the kingdom. And we love the Lord.
So today we'll make our stand. We will serve the Lord to listen to his spirit and memorize his word. Our lives will be a witness in the peaceful way we live. Tell of the eternal life our precious Lord can give.
We are kids of the kingdom.
We are kids of the kingdom.
And we love the Lord.
And we love the Lord.
We are kids of the kingdom.
We are kids of the kingdom.
And we love the Lord.
And we love the Lord.
We follow our Jesus and we ask him to lead us each and every day. For we are kids of the kingdom.
We are kids of the kingdom.
Boys and girls, this is Ms. Kathy. I'm so happy you've joined me today for another story just for you. Today's story is Baked Bible. Many years ago, a family in the old world got wind that their home was to be searched that very day by men who hated the Bible. Every Bible they could find would be thrown into a fire and burned. This family owned one Bible which they treasured. The father called his wife and children together for a council. Our Bible must be hidden so that we do not lose it. Who has an idea as to what we might do? One of the older children noticed in the kitchen a pan of bread dough rising. Why not put the Bible inside one of Mother's large loaves and bake it in the oven? No one would search for a Bible inside a hot oven. Mother and father nodded. The Bible is called the Bread of Life, Mother said as she wrapped the precious volume in several thicknesses of clean dish towels and put it inside a large round loaf. About a half hour after the Bible had begun to bake, the searchers arrived. They asked Father, "Do you possess a Bible or any part of one on your premises? There is to be a big fire tonight in the market square." "Gentlemen, you are at a perfect liberty to search anywhere, in the house, in the barn, in the granary, just anywhere you please. Make yourselves absolutely at home." As they came through the kitchen, they sniffed. "Smells like good bread. If the oven were cold, we would surely look there, too." "No use now." For 2 hours or more, they searched through drawers, boxes, trunks, under beds, and in beds, but to no avail. "We must have been misinformed about your having a Bible," they said to Father. "We have searched everywhere on your place." Finally, the inspectors left. All danger of losing the Bible had passed for that time. Mother carefully unwrapped the baked Bible and found it absolutely unharmed. Lovingly, this family Bible was passed down from one generation to the next as a testimony to God's care for his word. Years ago, when copies of the Bible were scarce, Christians read God's book at the risk of losing their property and even their lives. Martyrs were burned at the stake for possessing and sharing the Word of God. Now, when the Bible is a bestseller and copies are cheap, the devil has another trap, neglect. Too well he succeeds in this scheme. A literature evangelist of the American Bible Society was displaying some beautiful Bibles in a home when the lady of the house said, "Do you think that I am a heathen, that I don't own a Bible? I'll show you." She brought out a large Bible carefully wrapped in white tissue paper. As she unwrapped her treasure, she didn't think what she was saying, and a remark escaped her. "Why, here are my glasses that I've been looking for the past 3 years." Avoid Satan's trap. Jeremiah wrote, Thy words were found, and I did eat them. And thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. For I am called by thy name, O Lord God of hosts. We who bear Christ's name, let us love and read his book.
The story you've heard today was first published as part of the Vacation Bible School program in the book God's World by the Review and Herald Publishing Association and the General Conference Sabbath School Department. If you are interested in any other products published by the Seventh-day Adventist Church, please visit AdventistBookCenter.com or call 1-800-765-6955.
Children come, please let the children come.
Children's Bible Journey was brought to you by 3ABN Australia Radio and is a production of Life Talk Radio at lifetalk.net.